This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And folks, I gotta tell you, we have a doozy for you today. Check this out. Anderson Cooper, the radical homosexual that is a news anchor, propagandist, useful idiot that works for CNN. CNN's ratings were so bad and are so bad. They have 2 million viewers a day. 21% of the American people, less than 21% of the American people, approve of the state-controlled narrative, which only goes in line with as to why the president of CNN actually resigned his post. He resigned because the ratings were so bad. Going back to our friend Anderson Cooper. Wow. Told you so. I'm a direct descendant and heir to the Vanderbilts, the second wealthiest family in American history. Before I became the face of CNN, I was in a secret society at Yale University called the Manuscript Society. While at Yale, I worked for the CIA and became a participant in Operation Mockingbird. I now spread disinformation to manipulate the thoughts and beliefs of the public to further the CIA's agenda. And by the way, what is the agenda here? I want to tell you what their agenda is. And just again, friends, going back to say, we're a way ahead of the game, and I praise God for it, that he gives us the heads up, and he gives it to us before the modern reprobate will pick up on it. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. CIA Director William Casey under Ronald Reagan. Here you have it again. He said, we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. Folks, let it sink in good and hard, because this is what's happening in your country. These are the people that are responsible for inciting and creating the chaos, not just here in America, but also globally. You know who they are. You know who the bad guys are. And keep in mind, friends, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. And that's exactly what they're doing today. Dr. Udo Ufkat said, German editor and journalist said, the entire mainstream media is totally fake, taught to lie, to betray the people, not to tell the truth to the public. The CIA gets control over all of the majority of the journalists. This happening globally. Furthermore, going back to Piers Morgan, who's been spanked I don't know how many different directions by guests on his show, because facts are stubborn things, and they stand antithetical to a foreigner who was actually kicked out of his his country, and those people in that prospective country don't want him back. But keep in mind, CNN hired the likes of Piers Morgan. BBC News reported Piers Morgan was fired from his editorial job at the Daily Mirror for publishing fraudulent photographs in 2004 in May. He's also been implicated in a media phone hacking scandal in Britain, and even after all of this, CNN hired Piers Morgan. Going back to none other than Amber Lyon, who is an award-winning journalist who worked for CNN, she was ordered to report fake stories, delete unfriendly stories adverse to the Obama administration, and construct stories in specific manners while working for CNN. CNN is paid by foreign and the U.S. government for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. The Obama administration pays for CNN's content. All of this coming out today comes as no surprise. Prince Al-Waleed bin Tal, part owner of Fox News, said a strong American government is not good for us. Did you hear what I said? Part owner of Fox News said a strong American government is not good for us. Folks, who's in cahoots with one another? Politicians in the state-controlled media who are creating all of what you see today. And when is it that the American people are going to figure out what I'm telling you, folks, is fact? This is not fictitious. This is not a theory, friends. Let me say this again. Hi. I'm Anderson Cooper. I work for CNN. I'm a radical homosexual. I'm a direct descendant and heir to the Vanderbilts, the second wealthiest family in American history. But before I became the face of CNN, I was in a secret society at Yale University called the Manuscript Society. While at Yale, I worked for the CIA and became a participant in Operation Mockingbird. Now I spread disinformation to the mainstream media to manipulate the thoughts and beliefs of the public to further the CIA's agenda. Does this surprise anybody? Because it shouldn't surprise anybody. Anything that you are getting through the state-controlled narrative, you cannot take them for a word they say as being the truth. Read John 8:44 when you get a moment. Folks, going over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, which goes line upon line, precept upon precept, here we have those that you were taught to call the left, as if, again, there's a right-left paradigm in the United States of America. The Democrats use provocateurs to incite violence at GOP rallies. Did you hear what I just said? This is now on video. Documentation. Democrats use provocateurs to incite violence at GOP rallies. Folks, if you don't realize this, let me bring it about to bring it in the light of the law. This is illegal, what's going on. As a matter of fact, what we're going to be talking about in just a moment here, folks, is Project Veritas, to show you how the Democrat Party and the Republicans as well, friends, don't forget about the right, friends. I did a homework, a little study and a little homework on the right and the left paradigm, folks. I want to tell you what, the crimes of the right are worse than the crimes on the left, because you're under the impression that you're the right, but I would say that if you're the right, then why do you have a left? I want to tell you, the left is the fruit of what you call the right today. And when you pull the curtain back on the right, the Republican Party, folks, they feel much safer, just like the Pharisees of the day. And keep in mind, it was Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God, that told us to beware of the leaven of the religious hypocrites, and beware of the leaven of the Herodians, the political politician and the political hypocrites of the day. He told us to beware of both of them. He said, if the blind lead the blind, they all end up in a ditch. Let me expose a little more, because we know that there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt, and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. We appreciate your participation in fighting the good fight for the country in which many sacrifice themselves to give us, not only in the natural but also in the spiritual. Don't ever forget that. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Notice the cross in the center of that demonstration of love, John 3:16 and 1 John 3:18. Folks, I got to tell you, if you want to check us out online, you can go to Facebook at Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, and or jump over to my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next 45 minutes, please do. Love hearing from you no matter where you're at in the United States of America or in 53 other countries. Just speak so I can understand. That's all I care about. And let's do our best to stick to the topic. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, let's say this in unison, listeners. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. It's true. It is. This is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. And the second statement is because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Friends, it's coming to the surface now, what we've been talking about for years. People don't listen to the prophetic until after the fact. And usually after the fact, it's too late. It just came to the surface today that Anderson Cooper, who, by the way, has admitted on, you can go online and check him out, CNN's Anderson Cooper admits working for the CIA. You can go find that and see him say it for himself, because, again, we're not here. This is not inquiry minds need to know concerning what's going on here on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're giving you facts, and facts are stubborn things, and we're not going to give it to you until we know it's tried and true and settled in the truth, not outside of the truth, or even speculation. But in saying that, folks, if you want to see Anderson Cooper, go online. Check him out. CNN's Anderson Cooper admits working for the CIA. And it's the CIA that's responsible for saying, namely, William Casey, CIA director in 1981, under Ronald Reagan. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. It's completely false. And again, folks, when I'm on the radio telling you the things that I'm telling you, I'm not telling you because I don't have anything better to do as to get out on the radio and try to shake people up. No, I've got plenty to do as well. I just do it because I love God and I love my country. And first of all, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. I'm showing you my love. Folks, I'm telling you, this country's in trouble. The enemies are in front of you. They're to the left of you and to the right of you. And namely through the political representation, folks, that they call themselves political leaders, which in fact they are not. They're called to be representatives, right? And also through the state-controlled narrative, working hand in glove to establish new world order. That's a fact. It's everywhere. Nobody can call it theory anymore. But here, Anderson Cooper said, I'm a direct descendant and an heir to the Vanderbilts. Ooh, got a silver spoon in my mouth. The second wealthiest family in American history. Good for them. But before I became the face of CNN, I was in a secret society at Yale University called the Manuscript Society. And while at Yale, I worked for the CIA and became a participant in Operation Mockingbird. I now spread disinformation through the mainstream media to manipulate the thoughts and beliefs of the public to further see the CIA's agenda, just like those other groups that work for the likes of George Soros. America, I told you before, there's a revival, there's going to be an awakening. There's an awakening, but we need to awake to the fact that we are responsible before a just and a holy God, Psalm 97, before we take on the issues at hand. Folks, then we can have a revival, but it's going to be birthed in the Holy Ghost and by the Holy Ghost for His glory and the Son of God that He might be glorified once again, because He will have His glory one way or another, friends. We're just not going to get around this. I've shared with you in the past, and I tell you again, Congressman Oscar Calloway entered a disturbing statement into the congressional records back in 1917. You were warned back in 1917, almost 100 years ago, you were warned about the state-controlled narrative and the operatives and the useful idiots that call themselves news anchors. J.P. Morgan, a banker, a steel tycoon, and a bully, what he wanted to do is he wanted to go ahead and determine, basically, by hiring 12 high-ranking news managers to determine the most influential newspapers in America. See, he wanted control of what you get. See, J.P. Morgan wanted to know how many newspapers it would take back in 1917 to control the policy of the daily press of the United States of America. And after their little study, they found that 12, only 12, found that it was necessary to purchase the control of 25 of the greatest papers in the United States of America to control the information in which you get. See, an agreement was reached, the policy of the papers was bought and paid for, and an editor of their choice was placed at each paper to ensure that all published information was in keeping of the new policy. I'm not telling you that because it's a good idea. I'm telling you that because that's in the congressional record. We have been warned almost 100 years ago concerning with what we're dealing with today. We know again, America, who the bad guys are. It's time for us, America, to deal with the bad guys. I want to tell you this too. Because when I did some homework, what I did is I actually called Robert Lichter and Stanley Rothman, and I believe we got a hold of Robert Lichter was the individual that we talked to on the phone. These were two media scholars. And what they did is they interviewed 240 news anchors, editors and news writers, and they found out that those that anchor the news that you get, 47% of them think it's okay for dad and mom cheating on each other. That's against the law. First of all, it's a violation of God's moral law, and it's also a violation of state statute in every state in our country. Thou shalt not commit adultery is the seventh commandment. 76% of those that anchor the news, Robert Lichter and Stanley Rothman, found they see nothing wrong with sodomy. Folks, it's an abomination. It's a felony in every state in this country. It's a felony, and it still is, and it always will be, no matter what a bunch of radical homosexuals in the Supreme Court like Alina Kagan and an advocate John Roberts want to say about it. Folks, they can go ahead and attempt to legalize, as they say it, anything they want to, but it doesn't make it law if it stands antithetical to God's moral law, said one of our founders. And his name was William Blackstone. If anything runs counter to God's law, it is null and void. It is not law. That would be called policy, folks. And policy follows law in this country. But again, 76% of those that anchor the news, they see nothing wrong with sodomy. I don't care what they think of sodomy. I care what God thinks about sodomy, and I'm going to enforce his law. In America, remember, you are the law. 90% of those that were interviewed by Robert Lichter and Stanley Rothman see nothing wrong with aborting a baby. Isn't that interesting? Those that are alive, they're the ones that have an issue. These people that are pro-choicers, as they call themselves. Isn't it interesting? Those that have a problem with abortion are those that are alive. What a bunch of hypocrites, folks. Again, I'm not asking for permission from corrupt individuals to obey God here. God hates hands that shed innocent blood, Proverbs 6, end of story, exclamation, period. Okay? Folks, this is illegal in every state as well. Thou shalt not kill. It's the sixth commandment. 86% of those that anchor your news, Robert Lichter and Stanley Ruffin, found that they never attend church. And for the most part, I don't blame them. It's the church that's called to be the moral compass of society. That's corrupt first. And the responsibility of the corruption in this country falls first to the door of the church. And then to the government, folks, and in that order. Government is corrupt because the church in America has become corrupt. They have left off, they have departed wickedly from a just and a holy God. And we are beginning to see our nation turn into hell because of just that. Those that forget me, I'll turn that nation into hell. Psalm 9, also go back to Psalm 119. Again, remember, Richard Salent, CBS News, said, our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. This is how you're getting your news. News reporters are certainly liberal and left of center. Walter Cronkite, CBS News. They're telling you, folks, that they're not telling you the truth. They're telling on themselves. The New York Times is on purpose deliberately pitched to the liberal point of view. Furthermore, to their credit, the New York Times told us over a year ago that the Barack Hussein Obama criminal regime, the effeminate sodomites, they vet all information before it's actually given to the American people. Who's the last guy to do that besides Joseph Goebbels and Mussolini, friends? Come on, this is all coming from the New York Times. We are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we choose to deal with. Again, CBS News. America, I'm telling you what they're telling you. Don't you understand? But they're telling you the truth, that they're guilty of the crimes being perpetrated on you on a daily basis.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen, in store only.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Danger. dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in, now is the time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Going back to William Blackstone giving you the exact quote, commentaries on the laws of England, English common law, who is one of our founders, along with John Locke and Charles D. Montesquieu. William Blackstone rightly said, no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. I mean, anything outside of God's law is lawlessness. Sons and daughters of Belial trying to pass policy in the guise of law, when in fact it may look like law, may have the color of law, the smell of law, but friends, let me tell you something, it's not law, and sometimes it's so blatantly obvious, I shouldn't even have to tell you it's not law. And who is the law? Remember what Thomas Jefferson rightly said. He said, bear always in mind that a nation ceases to be Republican only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. That's what I mean when I say, America, you are the law. But you lose your power when you disobey the lawgiver through grace. Ephesians 2:8 to Exodus 20. Bear always in mind that a nation ceases to be Republican only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. I cannot make it any more clear than that. Friends, I'm talking about right now, Anderson Cooper, CNN. You can go online, check out his video. He's telling you that he worked for the CIA. Anderson Cooper said of himself, I'm a direct descendant and heir to the Vanderbilts, the second wealthiest family in American history. But before I became the face of CNN, I was in a secret society at Yale University called the Manuscript Society. Well, at Yale, I worked for the CIA and became a participant in Operation Mockingbird. I now spread disinformation to the mainstream media to manipulate the thoughts and beliefs of the public to further the CIA's agenda. Now, keep in mind, he was a part of secret society. Isn't it interesting? Christians do everything in the light. You know, it's interesting. I had a guy that was a part of my ministry for probably 14, 15 years. And I remember saying to him before he moved on, I said to him, "Is there ever been a time since I've known you, have I ever asked you to say something that I was guilty of? In other words, to cover for me in any sense of the word. Have I ever asked you to do that ever?" I said to him, after he said to me, "Never." I said, "Of course not." I said, "I'm not that stupid." I said, "Everything you do as a Christian, you do it in the light of the day. It's the safest place to be. Do everything in the light. Do everything in the light." And it's interesting because even when you see when Christ was being delivered up by Judas through the Pharisees, and to the in the helps of the Gentiles, friends, it was interesting that they had to find the baser sort, lewd fellows that would lie about the things that Christ said, when in fact he never said them. See, that's how they got away with crucifying him. And also keep in mind, this comes to my aid. Remember, I want you to hear this, and I don't know why this always comes right behind it. It's not a memory thing. It's the Holy Ghost bringing things to remembrance. But remember when Jesus was going to Calvary and the women were crying behind him as he was bearing the cross to go to the hill, Golgotha, to be crucified for the sins of the world, not sins of his own. He was the sacrificial lamb on our behalf. He wasn't guilty of anything. We are guilty for allowing him to go to the cross in the first place. But what was interesting about it is Jesus, my big brother, the captain of my salvation, my Lord, my King, turned on those people and he said to them, as he turned and looked at them, he said, "Don't cry for me." He said, "Cry for you and your children, because if they'll do this in a green tree, what will they do in a dry tree?" America, listen to what I'm telling you. If you haven't dealt with the crimes of what they have done now, and you're allowing the truth to be crucified all the more, don't cry for those that are going down, standing in the gap between you and tyranny. Cry for you and your children, because it's going to be your posterity that's going to eat the pill if you don't deal with the corrupt in which we're exposing today. This is illegal, what's going on here. This is illegal. This isn't lawful. They don't have the freedom to manipulate. They don't have the freedom to lie. They don't have the freedom to work for foreign countries and commit the act of treason, because, after all, they were paid to do so. It's just business. No, it's called treason. In America, you have the light. You have the truth, and it's been given to you because the light exposed the darkness. Now it's time for you, America, to take responsibility and reprove the darkness and enforce the laws against them and their crimes. Now, I want to go back to this because, folks, I just posted this. We have about 500 and some odd shares just a couple hours ago. We have about 100 and some comments already on this. People are awakening to the fact that this isn't a game. But again, isn't it interesting how you have to wait for 5 to 10 years before you finally see it manifest, instead of listening to God's prophetic across the country, friends? And there's very far and few that are willing to do it, let me tell you. You got a whole lot of false prophets out there just going along to get along, not ruffling anybody's feathers. And I want to tell you why. It's because they hate your guts. Read 1 John. Love is a demonstration of walking out as we follow the Christ in righteousness. In righteousness. Folks, and righteous people don't deal or allow or to give a pass to those that walk in unrighteousness. We got Tom calling from Baltimore. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Tom, I see your statement already. I think I know where you're going, but you know what? Give it to us. We're ready.
Yeah, two quick things, Fred. The NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, was amended in 2012. And it's commonly known as the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act. it legalized the government of the United States to propagandize the American public in every way, shape, and form. Print, video, audio, the internet. They're using sock puppets, which is a way to appear to be a bunch of people in social chat rooms. And
yeah, you got an echo going on, Tom. Can you shut your radio off, please? I can hear an echo coming through.
Yeah, it is off, Brad. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I can. It's a little bit better. I want to ask you a question before you go forward, though. Just understanding law, making the statements that I am. Just because we've heard this before. I remember back in the 60s, one man that I truly admire as a prophet of God, and he was a major prophet of God who was shot down in 1968. He made a statement that everything that Adolf Hitler did was legal. No, it was not legal. It may have been legal in the eyes of reprobate men, but it's not legal in the sight of God. And if it stands in contradiction to God's moral law, they can't call it legal because they say it's now legal because it's been amended. That stands against the Constitution, and therefore it's null and void. Marbury versus Madison.
Yeah, they always like to cover themselves. I'll tell you something else, and this is a conversation for another day, but my grandmother, her family grew up in Czechoslovakia. They were immigrants here, and they never had an issue with Germany. They were terrified of Russia, and they felt that Germany protected them. So, yeah, take that for what it's worth. As it turns out, Russia was the real threat for Czechoslovakia, wasn't it, in the end? By the way, getting back to the law that legalized propagandizing the American people, when it was passed in May of 2012, the Pentagon spent $4 billion in the first 6 months of that program. And one last thing, Brad, relative to the abortion issue you were talking about, Texas Penal Code, when a law enforcement officer there is investigating a crime and there's a death, the first thing he has to determine is it a possible homicide, of course? And if the mother was pregnant, is it feticide? And in Texas law and their penal code, a human being is defined as an unborn child at every state of gestation from fertilization until birth. Think of the ramifications of that. They are saying, on the one hand, but we know that abortion is murder. Yet their family code allows an exception. If the mother and the doctor agree, they can murder the child. Of course, they don't put it that way, but we know what it's all about.
Yep. Yep. Well, let me ask you, going back to your original statement, just because the Supreme Court says it's legal to murder a baby, does it make it law?
Of course not. Of course not.
Exactly. Same thing with going across the boards. Does it make it legal just because a lesbian named Alina Kagan that sits on the court that has never judged a case a day in her life just because she says that homosexuals and lesbians and transgenders getting married, does that make it law?
No, and that's why the two sections of society that you see now, those who want a constitutional republic and those who want a socialistic type government, will never be able to compromise. There's no compromise for us, Brett. We cannot agree with their views on killing babies. We cannot agree on their views on subverting the will of God and our constitutional republic. And believe me, I think people who want a constitutional republic would be more than glad to say, look, take half the country, do what you want. We can't force you any more than God forces anyone to do anything. But they would not let us do that. They would seek us out to the end because they want to force their will on us.
Wait, I want you to go back and make that point. Okay, so you said, so those that want a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, and those that want a socialist government is what you're saying?
You yeah, said I think that, if you look at the country, you see basically
you think
half and half.
You think that, okay, but let me ask you a question. Let me go back to those that are 6 feet under the ground at veteran memorials across the United States. What did they bleed for? What did they die for? What did they sacrifice themselves for? Did they sacrifice so someone could have half the government, or did they sacrifice themselves upholding the Constitution of our republic?
They wanted the Constitutional Republic upheld, but it's not worth dying to war over, Brad. It's not worth killing people for. Let them do what they want. We're not going to be reprobate. They're not going to be reborn by us.
Yeah, but okay, we got to take a quick break. Okay, thank you, Tom. I appreciate it. Keep in mind, friends, the first casualty in war is always the truth. The first casualty in war is always the truth.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, folks. This is Matt Barber with Liberty Council Action, encouraging you to listen to Sons of Liberty. These guys are true warriors fighting to take America back. Listen to Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S. to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Now, we just had Tom Cullen from Baltimore, and I don't want to beat up on him without having him on the radio with me because Tom's a good guy. One of the things that was brought up was the fact that those that want a constitutional republic and then some foreign constitution, let me just say it that way, those that want a constitutional republic would be willing to just go ahead and give it up. Well, I want to tell you something. That is the one point that I'm going to stand on, because when you look at those that sacrifice themselves, greater love is no man than that a man laid down his life for his brothers, John 15:13. And when we look to the Word of God, we see that Christ, friends, furthermore, he said in Psalm 40, then said I, lo, I come in the volume of a book, it is written of me. Jesus being prophesied, it's in Hebrews 10 as well, in Isaiah 4, Psalm 40, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yeah, the law is within my heart. See, when you look to the cross of Calvary, it's twofold. God's hatred towards sin and God's love towards man. By giving up his own son in place of us. That is pretty awesome. That is a demonstration of love. Now, when he had said that, he said, well, then there's going to be a war. Well, listen, war, the first casualty in war is always the truth. And I want to tell you what, war has been commenced. You've been assailed by the establishment long ago. This revolutionary war that they're trying to bring about has been going on for a long time, America. And they are warring against you and your constitutional republic. If those that want a different version of the Constitution of the United States of America, maybe what we can do is raise some money and get a one-way ticket to their socialist nation of choice. A one-way ticket. But as for me and my household, we serve the Lord, and we live for them that died for us, both in the spiritual and in the natural. I come from a military family. I've had people killed in war, and I'm not about ready to capitulate or give over a little through compromise. And we all know what compromise is where two men get together and both agree on what they both know is wrong. This is America. It is a constitutional republic. And when you look at those guys in a veteran memorial across the country, and them women that are 6 feet under the ground, they fought against the very things that the American people are tolerating today through a corrupt administration. And again, this has been going on for a long time. And just because they say it's law, America, doesn't make it law in any sense of the word. And let me say it this way. Where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved. And if I have to stay on the battlefield for this one point, by the grace of God, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. We're not a divided nation. We're a divided people because we have left off God. Because there's one mediator. His name is Jesus Christ, and he stands between us and God. 1 Timothy. Okay? And what happens is when people forsake him, there's going to be war within the gate. I'm saying much, but I'm saying the same thing. Read Judges 5:8. When there's other gods within the gate, there's going to be war. People that wanted to assimilate into the United States of America, they are subject to the laws of common law that are established. We don't change a little because they want to change a little. Hey, folks. They came to America because they see the greatness of America. If their countries were so great, they wouldn't have left their prospective countries in the first place. They come here to see who the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob is. And the sad part about it is there's very few that actually know that. Let me say this again. I am not moving from what our soldiers fought, bled, and died to give us. I am not moving from the law that God established through Jesus Christ. Psalm 40, Hebrews 10. Folks, I am not moving from that law because some people might not like it. And I tend to disagree from A to Z concerning anybody that understood their foundation, their heritage, and their Christian heritage concerning this country and our constitutional republic would be willing to give it over 1/1000th of an inch to an enemy. And if there's war, it's because they are creating the war. And keep in mind, friends, law, when there is law, there is peace when it's enforced. But when people move through force, the way that you're seeing radical devils, criminals in this administration and through our representative positions in this country today, they are ruling by force and they are not called to rule at all. They are called to get out of the way and magnify the laws of the Constitutional Republic to restrain men from sin. And see, this is why we get our backs painted up against the wall, because there are those that are willing to say, well, we'll give it up. We'll just give it up. Hey, wait a second. Was it a family member of yours that sacrificed themselves to give us what we have today? Are you so willing to give it up because you don't understand the price that was paid? I mean, this is ridiculous. And furthermore, going back, folks, who's creating the war? It's not the American people. It's the establishment that's at war with our constitutional republic. So we're either going to deal with a handful of corrupt representatives, or, well, what's going to happen, friends? We're going to lose our constitutional republic. Now, I want to bring this and roll this over into what's going on sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's a video right now on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, and it was brought forth by James O'Keefe from Project Veritas. And it's an expose, folks. I mean, as if to say we need anything else on the Clintons before they are actually incriminated or indicted and charged, friends. But James O'Keefe just brought this forward, friends. He just brought this forward, and it's an expose concerning the crime that's going on through the Democratic Party. Folks, as I've shared with you 100 times, I'm right. They don't have the support. They're busing up to 500 people from place to place at GOP rallies to incite domestic violence, friends. They're called bird dogging. Check it out. It's on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, as well as all those that are working for the criminal regime of the Clintons, they are telling on themselves from A to Z, literally, friends, as to what's going on, how they're doing it. They're using mentally ill people. They're staging events, hoping that people at the GOP, the conservatives or the Christians, their candidates, they're trying to get a reaction, and they're inciting the violence, and they're hoping that people get violent when they actually incite the violence. Because they say, you'll see on this video, they will tell you that the media will report that. And it shows you the politicians, the corrupt politicians, along with the corrupt media, along with Hillary Clinton in her corrupt campaign, are all in this together. Folks, I got to say this. You have enough dirt on the Clintons that they should have been imprisoned long, long ago. And if they are not, it shows you how weak, America, you are, and how the love that you say that you have for God, your country, God and man and your country, and in that order, that's 1 John 5, it shows you how weak your love really is, that you tolerate this any further. And folks, they're in it together. Again, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Democrats use provocateurs to incite violence at the GOP rallies. Folks, it talks about much, much more than that. She does not have the support. Not even close. Not even close. Also wanted to let you know, folks, that this little game being played between Russia and America, do keep in mind that Barack Hussein Obama, remember on the hot mic, he told them that he was going to bring forth restrictions concerning nuclear weapons and their sanctions. Remember that hot mic conversation? They're in it together, friends. Just like Clinton accusing Putin of hacking and rigging our system concerning what's coming up in the current campaign, presidential campaign. Keep in mind, she's selling uranium ore. Friends, this is all to get you off of topic. That's what this is all about. And also, furthermore, friends, pay attention as to what's going on the outside, because this is all being created by communists without and within. Keep your eyes on China and keep your eyes on Russia, friends. I don't want to say it that way. Mark my words. You can go ahead and mark my words. Furthermore, did you know recently, and this is on Sons of Liberty Media as well, line upon line, precept upon precept, did you know that during this WikiLeak that was just released, it's interesting to note that Clinton in the FBI's files reveal that there was a lot of talk going on concerning shadow governments. Why would that be? Because they're looking to overthrow. Folks, you need to send the message, you're not going to tolerate this anymore in your government. I'm not for bad government, friends. I'm for good, godly government. And I'm not willing to just go ahead and roll over in the face of what's going on here. Are you? On sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, also State Department's Kennedy pressured FBI to reclassify. It shows you how corrupt the FBI is as well. To reclassify Clinton emails to escape prosecution. In all fairness, we also know that there's a revolt, talk of revolt going on in the FBI concerning what's going on with Comey, who has continuously given a pass to the Clintons over and over and over again. And furthermore, don't forget James Comey, the FBI director, his brother does the Clinton taxes. Also wanted to let you know the DNC chair, Donna Brazile, leaked town hall questions to the Clinton campaign. How much more corruption do you need, America? I mean, your cup is almost full, is it not? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.